Hey, what's up, everybody? Alex Rogers from ProteinFactory.com, and I'm here with a podcast. We're going to do a Q&A podcast. I just started posting on Cura, and that's a website, pretty popular website, and people go on there and they ask questions about protein powders and supplements and really everything, and it gives me the ability to really answer truthfully about products, because there's just so much misinformation out there, it's not even funny. So I think that I think you'll enjoy this podcast. It's pretty cool. So if you've never really heard me answer questions before, if you've never spoken to me before, I get to the point, I really don't like to beat around the bush, or I'm not too politically correct, because I just feel like when I ask a question, I just want the answer. You know, I don't want to beat around the bush. Just give me the answer, whether I like it or not. You know, and people don't like to hear the truth. I started talking about the truth when I first started Protein Factory. I remember going to the Arnold Classic for the very first time, and I was a skinny dweeb. I don't know. I was probably 170 pounds, you know, 6 foot, 170 pounds. And that was when steroids and pro-hormones and steroids were pretty much illegal, and pro-hormones were definitely legal, and everybody was just jacked, you know. And I went to the Arnold Classic, and what would happen was everybody was using just whey protein. Whey protein first came out, and I started marketing whey isolate. And I brought my whey isolate there, and people would come back, why is, you know, these big juice heads, why is your protein so much better? I use, you know, XYZ brand. That's the best, you know, that's the best protein. And I'd be like, well, I got this thing called whey isolate. They'd be like, well, what's isolate? What's that? You know, I said, well, it's whey protein without the fat, lactose, and carbs. You know, at that time, nobody wanted carbs. Everybody just wanted protein, you know, zero carbs, no carbs, you know. And they're like, what? What is that? And they would actually get mad at me, you know, because I would literally explain to them on a factual level why my whey isolate was better than their whey concentrate, and they would just freak out. So, needless to say, a lot of people don't like to hear the truth, but, you know, that's what I do. I somebody asks a question, I give them the truth, whether they like it or not, whether even I like it or not. You know, I can't tell you how many times somebody's told me something I don't want to hear it. I know my branding, my graphics suck, my packaging sucks. You know, I know that, but it's, I don't know, it's just something that I've never felt that I should do. I just feel it's misleading, you know, so, yeah, but anyway, okay, so here's the first question that I answered on Cura, and somebody asked me, I just bought a bulk stack from Transparent Labs, have you ever tried their supplements? And I replied with no, why would I try their supplements? I got my own company, it's 10 times better, and I went into how their Transparent Labs bulk supplement stack contains HMB. I mean, I just finished an article about HMB. HMB's been around since the 90s. I mean, can we please get off HMB? Get off it, please. If you, whoever buys HMB is a moron, okay? Bill Phillips, when he came out with it, you know, he's a marketing guy. He came out in the mid-90s. It hasn't worked since the mid-90s, and it's not never going to work. I don't care how much metabolic technologies comes out with their studies or whatever. The product, you're not going to gain muscle from HMB. Or, you know, maybe, I don't know, 100 grams of muscle, whatever insignificant study they have. I don't know one person that's used HMB. You know, give me a supplement that I'm not just going, oh, well, I think it worked, whatever. No, HMB, my opinion, is complete garbage. And that's what Transparent Labs uses, HMB. They sold this guy. Also in their stack is whey isolate, which is overpriced. But not only that, but we know if you're a Protein Factory customer, a Protein Factory listener, you know that the best proteins are combinations. Okay, so you go basic if you wanted to, which is fine. Whey isolate, casein, go a little more complex. Whey, casein, hydrolyzed, you know, hydrolyzed salmon. You know, you want different protein blends. And finally, the Transparent Labs bulk stack contains krill oil. Kind of not sure why. The only reason I could think about for a bulking stack would be to get some calories from fat, because fat yields more calories than carbs. But I mean, just instead, just take some flax oil. That gives you 129 calories right there in a tablespoon. I mean, you'd have to swallow like 50 krill oil capsules to get, you know, the same thing. So, yeah, so that's that one. Next question was, how do we know that raw whey protein is getting digested in our body? And I started off saying that raw whey protein is a lie. Okay, you should know that whey protein has to be pasteurized in this country. It's the law, or dairy products have to be pasteurized. So all whey protein is pasteurized. There's no such thing as raw whey protein. And if you want to know if your body is using it or not, I do have a study on the site. You want to go to the site and search up the DIAA, or digestibility indispensable amino acids, and that'll tell you how the body uses protein, how well it uses protein. Next question: what is the safest prohormone, and what's the safest SARM? By the way, these are questions that people sent to me. Okay, so I'm just answering straight up. What is the safest prohormone, safest SARM? Prohormone, I said, forget the prohormones. I mean, those are, talking about outdated and illegal. I mean, I don't see any reason to use prohormones. I really don't. Use steroids before you're going to use prohormones. This way, at least you know what you're getting. I mean, prohormones, come on. I wouldn't use them. SARMs, I mean, very little information with SARMs, you know, barely any. But from what's out there, I guess the LGD4033, I would say, would be the safest, just to use that. But they are drugs. They're not supplements, keep in mind. Okay, SARMs are not supplements. The supplement industry, again, screwed everything up by taking SARMs and calling them supplements. Okay, putting them in, I don't know, maybe a year ago, 2 years, less, well, yeah, around a year ago. I mean, supplement companies were just taking SARMs and putting a supplement facts panel on the back. What does that mean? That it's a supplement. Okay, SARMs are drugs. Okay, so if you have to be very, very, very careful when using SARMs. Okay, don't take it lightly. All right, I just posted something on my site where people gave me testimonials. Not really testimonials, but experiences from using SARMs. I don't sell SARMs. I never will sell SARMs. But these are testimonials from people. Okay? Well, again, not testimonials, but experiences, written experiences that people have had with SARMs. It gives you a good idea. Okay? So, next question. Are vegans easily able to get all the protein they need from their diet, or do they need to take supplements? And I said it's tough. If you're a vegan, to get your protein, where the heck do you get your protein from if you're a vegan? I mean, soy? I mean, you gotta be an idiot to use soy. Absolutely. Do not use soy. I mean, unless you like higher estrogen, I guess. I mean, soy, no way. So, best thing to do is use something like my lentil protein powder, or rice, or pea protein powder, or if you could eat fish, I guess. I mean, some vegans, I mean, I know there's different levels of veganism. You could eat, you know, the hydrolyzed salmon would be obviously the best. How can I sweeten cranberry juice without sugar? Okay, well, I recommended something called Yucan syrup. It's pretty cool. You can get it on Amazon. It's sweet. I use it myself, and supposedly it's got some health benefits to it. Yeah, that's the one. Next question. Is it possible to build muscle if you escalate your calorie consumption 2 days a week instead of every day? Yes, of course it is. All you gotta do is lift. Lift hard. Lift often. You know, lifting, you know, gaining muscle. I mean, all these programs. If I see another workout program on Instagram, I'm just gonna take my phone and launch it out my freaking window. You don't need a bodybuilding program. Okay? You don't. You don't have to buy diet plans. You don't have to buy... Here's what you do. You go in the gym. You lift your freaking ass off. You try as hard as possible. I go to the gym. I look at bodybuilders. Everybody's trying hard, right? Is there one guy in there that you don't see try to push the weight? You know, he's bench pressing. Hey, give me a spot. Everybody tries their hardest. Okay? I give props to everybody that walks in that gym. I don't care what they're doing, because that's half the battle, getting your ass in the gym. So I don't care who it is. And I don't care what they're doing. I don't care if you're doing an exercise that looks ridiculous. You know, I've seen you guys see these Instagram videos. Guys are doing freaking crazy stuff. Whatever. You're there. You're training. That's all that matters. The next step is train really hard. So, you know, if you want to keep building, obviously you can't keep building muscle. Eventually your body says no more. That's it. You're done. You know, it's not like you have, you know, anybody that's natural. Even steroids for that matter. I mean, if you take that many steroids, you wind up dead. I mean, we all know guys that taking steroids, too much steroids, and just freaking died, right? You can't just keep growing. So stay natural. Don't use steroids. Don't use SARMs. And just lift your ass off. Eventually, you're going to stop growing. It's a matter of, you know, fact. But then, you know, maybe clean up. You know, maybe just clean up your diet. You know, clean it up. Train different. Train harder. Try different things. You know, do whatever. Okay, here's another SARMs question. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. Is it true that SARMs, I guess he's saying, is it SARMs work for most people? Yeah, SARMs works for most people. They're drugs. You know, most of them are pretty effective. Okay. Next question. When is the best time to take BCAAs? During the workout or after? And I responded, neither. They're worthless. Okay. Supplement companies, oh man, with BCAAs, I mean, BCAA is never going to go away, ever. Okay. As long as there are BCAAs out there, as long as people continue to buy them, it's like a collective conspiracy, right? Everybody just keeps selling BCAAs, free formula. They've been around since the 80s. Oh, my God. They've never been proven to be ergogenic. Never. And why? Why would you use BCAAs when you could just take a scoop of whey protein? It's like 10 times less the cost. Tastes a hell of a lot better. 10 times healthier for you because you're getting all your other nutrients with the whey protein. You know, it doesn't come from China. You're not drinking, like, God knows what you're drinking when they come out of China. And you're getting all the BCAAs. But whey protein is 30%. Branched chain amino acids, around 30%. Sometimes 35. Sometimes lower. But around 30% BCAAs. So just take a scoop of whey protein. That's why whey protein works so well. Because not only can the body use it, but it contains a lot of branched chain amino acids. Okay, so that being said, post-workout, right? You take your whey protein and your carbs and hopefully your creatine post-workout. That's really the best time. What is the gold standard for organic foods? Is there a .org or a special brand seal I can look for? Not really. The USDA does police organic foods. So essentially you can't walk into a health food store and pick up a product, and then it says organic ingredients, but then it doesn't have any organic certification to it. I know one is QAL, I believe, but yeah, it is a policed industry. Let's see, next question. I'm just looking for ones that might be that are, what is the fastest rate at which to lose weight that is not unhealthy? Intermittent fasting, obviously. Okay, nothing to buy. When you want to lose weight, please don't buy anything. Again, intermittent fasting is not popular and it's put under the rug because guess what? You don't have to buy anything. What do? You just don't eat, right? You fast for who knows? I mean, I try not to eat breakfast. That's my, and it works. You want to stay lean and ripped and feel good? Intermittent fast. That's really the best thing you can do. I mean, I don't care. You can't bash it. You just can't. The science is there for intermittent fasting. It really is the best thing. All right, next question. What's the most effective protein meal replacement or supplement for building muscle over 50? Okay, so for a meal replacement, of course, you know, go basic muscle shake. My muscle shake that I sell. Add some PeptoPro. Add some CreaPure. Then on top of that, throw in the carbs. You know, of course, the best carbs are going to be vegetables. You know, whatever you can, grains, whatever you could juice up. You know, you juice up some kale, spinach, beets, carrots, anything. You know, any vegetables. Juice them up. Do whatever. Or you can get my powdered carbs like Mod 6 or Oat Muscle. And you can't go wrong with that. I mean, you just can't. That's the best one. There is no powdered meal replacement out there that beats what I just said right there. There is none. There is no, like, super carbohydrate that's loaded. No. You want the best. Just juice up your vegetables and add it to Muscle Shake. and any of my protein powders, and that will be the best. You know, toss in some fruit. You want to add some, you know, sometimes add some acai. You know, every once in a while I'll add some acai I buy, you know, from the Amazon rainforest. Why not? Throw into my acai. Who cares? You know? Then I went on to answer, you know, don't use BCAAs, glutamine, HMB, CLA, L-arginine, kitchen supplements. They all suck. You know? So the best supplement would be, I'd say, just CreaPure. You know? That's really the best one. There's really supplement. You know, you'll put, I don't like to put protein powders in supplement category, but because they're kind of just food. So the best one is going to be CreaPure. I mean, even Tectonic Red, that product rates up there with CreaPure, I think. Maybe a little below, you know, a little right below CreaPure, but that's beetroot powder, you know, so I can't really even put that in the supplement category per se, but that's what I would do. Protein powder, CreaPure, Tectonic Red. I mean, that's great stuff right there. Can I drink creatine without a protein shake? Sure, why not? Just take it with water. You know, however, you know, it's a fact that creatine works better with carbs. Of course, you can stack it. I do have a stack on there with the RALA. You can stack it with that. But, you know, anything that's insulotropic, carbs and protein, that's going to make the creatine work better. That's all. If I eat too much whey protein, will my muscles catabolize? Absolutely not. That's kind of a silly question. Why should we avoid egg yolk? You shouldn't. Whole eggs? God, talking about anabolic food. I mean, whole eggs are great for you. I mean, you could live off whole eggs without anything else, really. Which is the best protein for normal people? I don't know. Everybody's normal, right? But if you just want a protein powder again, you want a protein blend. So I recommend a muscle shake on for that one. We'll do a few more, and you know, maybe I'll do this, you know, maybe once a week, the Q&A. Does an excessive amount of soy protein cause men to develop breast tissue? I mean, there's a great book out there called The Whole Soy Story by, I believe she's a doctor, I'm not too sure, but Kayla Daniels. Okay, and that goes in depth about soy and the whole food industry and how bad soy is for you. I mean, after you get done reading that book, you're like, okay, I'm not gonna consume soy anymore. But I guess if you wanna, relate soy protein to increase estrogen levels and estrogen levels increase, you know, gynecomastia, yeah, I guess you can say that. What should I eat at night when I'm hungry if I'm trying to build muscle? Protein. I mean, come on, that's an easy one. Protein. Person asks, can I gain 22 pounds in a month? I'm 14 years old. Oh, my God. So I answered this one. I mean, nah. I mean, you can't gain 22 pounds in a month when you're 14. I mean, unless you're, like, hitting that growth spurt, you know, it's possible, I guess. But be realistic, I told him. Be realistic. Shoot for 5 pounds. You know, shoot for 5 pounds. And then I gave him a little recipe, a little weight gainer recipe. I put that on my site. You can just go to my site and Google Ultimate Weight Gainer Recipe. And you'll see the recipe that I recommend. But, you know, be realistic when you're trying to gain muscle. I mean, I get men, too. Same thing. Hey, I want to gain 20 pounds in 2 months. How old are you? 35. I mean, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Be realistic. I mean, even if you took steroids, you're going to gain it. You know, even the harshest steroids, you know, Anadrol or something crazy like that where you gain a lot of weight. But you're just going to lose it all. You know, so, you know, be realistic. Is it okay to drink diet soda if you're trying to build muscle? I know that's not a nutritionist, but will it affect your muscles and make you gain weight? Yes, of course. Diet soda? Who in their right mind drinks soda anymore? Honestly, who in their right mind sits there and cracks that shit open and drinks it? Now, give me a diet soda. Oh, diet. I mean, that's probably even worse for you with the artificial sweeteners. I mean, that industry should be... You know, they're banning, you know, let's ban this and ban that. And how about banning soda? It's the reason why everybody's got freaking issues. Or not everybody, but it's the reason why people that drink soda have those issues. Diabetes, they're fat. There's not one thing about soda that's positive. It's horrible. Here's another question. How do I intake BCAAs in order to increase its effectiveness? See, I think this one's funny because... in order to increase weight, because the guy's probably taking BCAAs and it's not doing anything, obviously. So he's trying to wonder out why, man, how come everybody, when I see on Instagram, you know, or whatever, all these ads, these guys that are all juiced up, are using BCAAs. You know, I mean, that's the problem with the supplement. This is a great question, okay? Because it's a complete lie. So nothing. I answered him. I mean, how do I intake BCAAs in order to increase effectiveness? Nothing. I said, there's nothing you can do, you know, to combine it with steroids. That'll increase its effectiveness, all right? But yeah, that's a funny question right there. Let's see, scrolling down. Are there any good arguments to take a multivitamin daily? No, absolutely not. Multivitamins, I mean, really. Who uses those anymore? What's up? Somebody help me with 3,000 calorie eating plan with a protein shake. I mean, if you need help with an eating plan, I mean, let me know. You can email me, and I can email you some stuff. How is whey protein concentrate made, and how does it differ from whey isolate? I mean, that was kind of, you know, a question from the early, you know, when I first started Protein Factory. Like I just explained at the beginning of this podcast. How is whey protein concentrate made? How is it different? Well, whey protein comes from dairy. I mean, just go to my site. I'm not going to go over this one right now. But, I mean, in bottom line, a whey concentrate has lactose and fat. It's 80% protein. A whey isolate is 90% protein. No fat, no lactose. But is one essentially better for building muscle? Or, you know, I've seen some people or some supplement companies say, oh, whey concentrate's better than whey isolate. It contains more protein subfractions. That's bullshit. Okay, whey protein concentrate does not contain more protein subfractions than whey isolate. And anybody who says that, show me the data. You'll notice these guys that say that, there's never any data. They just talk out of their asses. You know, and these are some big companies as well. You know, whey concentrate's better. No, whey concentrate costs a lot less than whey isolate, so your profit margins are going to be better, you cheap fuck. Okay, what else? How does the body turn things like carbs and proteins into fat? It doesn't. Is it okay to take whey protein after a C-section? Yeah, why not? I mean, whey protein, that's like saying, is it okay to drink milk after a C-section? Is it okay to eat cheese after a C-section? Whey protein is not some crazy drug. It's just a food product. Okay? What are some sustainable proteins? I guess vegan proteins, if you want to go with that. All right, well, that's about it. Scrolling through these, I really don't see what's the best. Which protein? These, and I've answered all these too, by the way. Which protein is best for a gym workout after age 45? Did I go over this already? No, I didn't. Post workout, yeah, like PeptoPro, Samabolic, any hydrolyzed protein, hydrolyzed 520. I mean, those three. Show me a better protein on the face of the planet than my PeptoPro, Hydrolyzed 520, or Salmabolic. There isn't any. Those are the proteins to use post-workout. I mean, if you want the best, those are going to be the best. All right? Okay, so if you have any questions, feel free to text me, 732-901-9600. I'm always available to answer your questions. Granted, I'm not going to be, you know, right on top of it. If you text me, some people are text. Literally, I get texts at like 1 a.m. I'm not going to answer those. But I do answer them when I wake up and I start my workday. I do answer those text messages. So you can text me anytime you want, but be realistic about what time you text me. I don't mind. I'll get to it. But typically, if you text me during the day, you know, I'm in New Jersey. So if you text me during the day, you know, 9 to 5, like normal hours, I'll answer them pretty quick. You know, and it's free and it's honest and that's about it. All right, thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next time.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.